Hello and welcome to the Amongst Romans podcast, your window to everything Italy from an outsider's perspective. Join us each week as we navigate the Italian way of life and all the adventures that come along with it. Well, it's another rainy day. It feels like we're into the rainy season again, no?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Well, it's cooled off quite a bit, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot warmer than back home, so.
Yeah, although recently, I think Toronto was getting some pretty good weather, and which I think it's not going to last. But here, we had like really great weather the first sort of end of October, early November. But in the last few days, the rain just doesn't stop. So here we are into the rainy season of the year, and it can get a little bit cold and damp, no?
Yeah, it does feel a little bit cold and damp, but you know, it's not too bad. I think we might get some good days this coming week, so I think the weather will warm up a bit.
You know, I think is that makes me feel colder here is that the houses here are built differently, right? So the home we live in, which is like many others, it's built from concrete and like cement blocks or whatever, how they build it here. So they don't really have insulation like we do in Canada. And the cold and damp almost feels like it seeps through those walls. Because sometimes, honestly, it feels warmer outside than it does inside.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It just seems a bit colder inside because of that. But I think, you know, we all know that in Europe, the weather's a lot warmer than back home. So that's why the difference in the way they build things compared to the wooden homes we're used to seeing.
Yeah, and I think it's gotten cold enough that our heat actually turned on. So it's feeling a lot better with the heat on. But probably we don't have it on as early as we would have had in Canada, no?
Yeah, the homes aren't as well sealed in as back home because, you know, there's different code requirements, and obviously because it's a lot colder most of the year compared to here, things have to be really well insulated back home.
Yeah, and I think I kind of miss living in a condo, right? When you have, you're insulated from all sides, top, bottom. You don't really have to worry about the wind and the rain and coming in. But I think I'm okay with living here if I don't have to live in a condo, which kind of brings us to why we're doing this episode. So we thought we would address some of the questions that you guys have for us. And one of the ones that keeps coming up the most is, do we miss home? And what do we miss about Canada? What we don't miss about Canada? So I thought, you know what, let's do this today. So did you make your list?
Yeah. And actually, it's my first one on the list was, when I thought about it, is quite embarrassing. Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed to say that the number one item on my list is actually big box stores. I kind of miss our weekly Costco runs. So, you know, I definitely don't miss the huge bill we usually end up having to pay at the end of that that shopping time. But I do miss all those cool items we used to pick up, you know, and would show up at Costco for cheap. You know, finding stuff like olive oil, which is surprisingly kind of cheaper back home compared to here. I think prices are heavily regulated when it comes to stuff like olive oil. You know, we find it cheaper buying two big bottles back home compared to here, which is quite a shock when I saw the prices on the shelves here.
Really, I did not see that one coming. Costco is something that I don't think you would do very well here, do you think? I mean, I think for some things it might do well, like, you know, if you want to go buy huge quantities of, let's say, dry flour, like flour or dry pasta or olive oil, but I don't necessarily think it would do that well with Italians.
No, I think actually the opposite. I think it would do very well. Probably not in the smaller areas, but I think in the bigger cities you'll find a lot of people would actually shop at a Costco. Not, you know, aside from the fact that you know, they love American stuff out here. Anything that would be, you know, pop up and open up in Italy that's American, quote unquote, I think would be pretty popular, because there are cash and carries. You probably noticed there are some in the larger towns. Granted, they don't look like they have a whole lot of stuff, but you know, there are cash and carries where, you know, you can buy a whack load of pickled stuff or tomato sauce and things like that. So I think Costco would do really well here. And I think there, you know, there have been rumors they would be opening up some stores in certain parts of Europe. So like I said, yeah, I think they would do well.
Do I miss Costco? I don't know. Some parts of it I do, and some parts like I haven't really thought about, because when we go to they have malls just as we do in Canada, and a lot of the malls are pretty much the same. They have the same stores, the same kind of layouts. Maybe the food is a bit better and you have a bit more interesting offerings for the food court. But the rest of it, it's very much similar than what it is in Canada. So yeah, maybe Costco might do well. I didn't have that on my list. But what is my number one thing that I miss about Canada is... the food. I mean, I should explain. I miss the access to international foods. I miss having, the ability to just go outside the house and find any kind of restaurant I want. So if it's Thai, if it's, Greek, or if it's anything, Indian, whatever, you have such a variety of options, especially in Toronto, which is such a multicultural city. I miss that. I miss having that ability to just go and have whatever I feel like this today. And we don't have that option here. There are some sort of, there's sushi restaurants, which we still haven't tried. And there, we actually found a nice Mexican restaurant. But other than that, there isn't like a variety of other ethnic foods that we can try, which again, growing up with those kind of foods, you do miss them. So there are a lot of things I would love to have, like Thai food. I would love to have a Thai restaurant somewhere near here, which I can go and eat. And I think that's my number one.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with that. There are some cravings that pop up every so often. You know, I did enjoy my weekly Thai fix or Mexican, but you know, I think that's mostly because of the fact that we're in a smaller area that's, you know, a little bit in the south, where, you know, it's a bit old school and not as open to ethnic foods. But, the odd kebab in town is not too bad. I don't mind, you know, driving down to Avellino and grabbing a kebab, which I enjoy. They actually make it really good there. And, I think it's actually an improvement from what we're used to in Toronto. But I think if we do visit the bigger cities, you know, the options do expand quite a bit. I enjoy our outings in the bigger cities when we try and hunt down some of the ethnic foods or restaurants that are available there. But you know, I find something interesting is the fact that the food actually kind of tastes more, well, I would say, I don't know if I would say more authentic, but it tastes cleaner. It feels like the ingredients are fresher, especially if there's things like, you know, some seafood or some chicken, like locally sourced produce and proteins are actually quite different. Like the taste is different. I think the quality is much better. And I actually enjoy it quite a bit more.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because when I went back to Toronto in the summer, remember I was telling you things didn't taste the same way as I remembered. Yeah. So, you know, we did go for Thai and I tried to hit as many restaurants as I could. And there, it was something off. Like the taste was... it was good, but there was something that was not the way I remembered. And I think you're right, that is part of the ingredients. So when we were in Rome and we went to the Thai restaurant or that Indonesian restaurant, it tasted great. When I went back to Toronto, obviously it tasted good, but the taste was slightly different than what I remembered. And I think you're right, the ingredients are what makes the difference in the taste.
Yeah, I think we're getting used to the cleaner food that's available to us, and you know, lucky to have access to.
Okay, so what's the next item on your list?
Next item is actually 24-hour late night stores, like grocery stores or, you know, convenience stores, being able to, you know, go late, you know, if you forget something, you need to buy something, you're cooking something late at night or in the evening. I know they've improved quite a bit since back in the day where stores were closed quite early or not even be open on a Sunday. Most stores are open pretty late nowadays. And I think they even have a smaller grocery store in Avellino that's open 24 hours, which is actually quite surprising. It recently opened, from what I've been told by my aunt. So yeah, that's actually another item on my list that I kind of miss.
Yeah, they don't have the convenience stores that that stay open like all night, the 7-Eleven and all that. Yeah, it's something that I guess people here, I don't know if they don't need that or they just, it's not something like that they do here. Because I mean, we have found some pharmacies that stay open on Sunday. Some of them stay open later. But in general, things usually close around the same time. So you're right, there isn't as many places other than, let's say, a grocery store that would stay open later or even 24 hours. So I have something sort of similar to that on my list, and it's things staying open all the time. So not necessarily staying late, but not closing during the day. It sometimes is a bit frustrating when, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're trying to get things done, and like if you just get caught up in something and, oh shit, everything is closing, then you have to wait till, in best case scenario, till the afternoon. In the worst case scenario, till the next day, till the store reopens. Or sometimes if it's a Saturday and you missed it, you have to wait till Monday. And it makes it really, I think it makes me feel like it chops my day in half, because you have sort of the before the break and then after the break. So if you don't get things done before the break, you have to wait till after. And that's a bit frustrating, especially if you need something that, you know, you were wanting to get, or like if you run out of pet food and you have to wait till later to go get it. But, you know, at the same time, now you can have grocery stores that stay open, right? Do you remember when we were here like many years ago, even the grocery stores closed, so there was nothing open. Whereas now we have the grocery stores that stay open throughout the break. You have certain stores like IKEA stays open all day. It's not like you'd go to IKEA all the time, but it stays open like from morning to evening without closing. And I think that's an improvement from like before where everything closed.
Believe it or not, that item was actually the next one on my list. yeah, I agree. They really need to do away with that closure in the afternoons. You know, it's something that's been, I guess, part of tradition and back in the olden days of having to close up early, you know, to rest from your working in the fields or on the farm throughout the, you know, morning and getting that bit of rest in the afternoon. But that needs to be done away with. I think that'll benefit the economy. It'll benefit with jobs here. You know, I'm sure there'll be some pushback from a lot of people, because there's a lot of people that probably still enjoy that, breaking up the day, going back to family. And I don't blame them. You know, sure, you can go have your mid-afternoon nap after having your heavy lunch and relaxing with family. But I think they should do away with that. It's really something that's antiquated. So, yeah, that's my take on that.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of Italians who'll disagree with you, but you know, it's something that you get used to sort of. I remember when I went back to Toronto, I had to go somewhere the next day and I was like, oh, what time is it? What time does it? And I'm like, oh, wait a second, they stay open. So it sort of becomes part of your thinking, like, oh, what time is the store closed? what time should I get things done? Because you have to plan for that closure. So you either go before or after to get whatever you need to do on your list. So that's fine that you had it on your list as well.
Next one on my list is going to have to be public transit. Granted, you know, we don't live in a big city, so it's a different story if we did. But in the South, the transit system could be improved greatly, you know, within the smaller towns. So being able to take the bus, you know, on time and, you know, not have to wait an hour, 2 hours, or even more at times, because yeah, I know there's supposed to be an hourly stop, for example, in our town that should be on schedule, but it's usually not. You know, sitting outside most days, I'll be working on the balcony, and I'll be seeing people waiting for the bus, and you know, it would take forever. It wouldn't be on time. It wouldn't be hourly. So there's a lot to be improved on with regards to transit, and also the fact that we, you know, they've regressed somewhat, because I know we were able to take the train way back on our first visit from Milan all the way down to Avellino. But unfortunately, because, you know, the low ridership and the lack of use of the train station, they no longer stop there. So it's a huge loss for the city. And I think that's a detriment. They should have kept it running, even if it was at a loss. So because it's, you know, Avellino's a major city. So why close the train station that's connected to other cities, which is baffling to me. So, yeah. That's the next one on my list.
Well, I have something very similar to that, which is city life, including public transit. So I do miss that. I miss that, you know, walking out of the condo and having like three different streetcars or a bus right there. So you don't have to drive everywhere. We were close to even walking distance to many stores, local attractions. You know, you can jump on the streetcar, be at the subway station, and it's a lot easier to move around when you don't have to be, you know, driving. It's also good because, you know, you walk outside, there's stuff going on. You can hop on a streetcar, go a couple of stops, go one place, go another. Here, it's again, it's a smaller town, so there's not much going on. The bus comes every hour, if it comes, and it only takes you to a bigger town, and then you still have to like take another bus if you want to go to, let's say, Naples, or you have to, you know, wait for another bus. Who knows how long that takes? So I miss having this, everything sort of at the doorstep. I miss having this transit, not being car dependent, things staying open. It's sort of one of those things that you don't really realize how much you depend on, because in Toronto, we didn't really drive. So we would use our bikes, we would walk places, take the public transit, and you sort of, that becomes part of your life. Whereas here, we don't have that option, so we're a lot more car dependent, which in a way it's not bad because we do have a car. But if we didn't have a car, we would be stuck here pretty much.
Yeah, you know, it's not very, you know, bike friendly area. So, you know, it actually is borderline dangerous most times, especially certain times of the day when it's a little busier in the afternoon or at night where, you know, we have poorly lit streets. You know, it's going to be impossible to ride a bike around to adjacent town. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and part of that point, I also have access to services and shops. So while we do have a lot of different things around us and we can access, like grocery stores, you know, things like that, but I do miss like getting my nails done. You know, the hairdresser being like, I can just jump on a streetcar and go to my hairdresser or go get my nails done. Here in town, like I have a hairdresser who is in the next town over. She's not far. But again, you know, I have to make an appointment. She's not always available because she's busy. I haven't been able to find a place to do my nails. It's not a huge deal, but you kind of miss those comforts that you take for granted, right? Getting your nails done, your hair done. And, you know, I miss that. I miss having those those different stores around us. Now we have to drive to look for places, whether it's, you know, to buy something for the house, like paint or, you know, a carpet or something like bedding, things like that. We have to go to different stores or they are further away from us. So if we need to get something, we always have to make a list and prepare in advance. So we have to make one trip and, you know, you don't want to go to IKEA every day. You want to go at least, you know, if you have to go maybe a month or like every few months, so you don't have to go constantly, because I don't want to waste my time going to IKEA constantly to get something else, right?
I agree somewhat. I think that kind of is partially due to the fact that we're in a much smaller area in the south, right? So I'm sure it's a whole different scenario if, you know, if we're living in a bigger city, like we did in Toronto, at least. You know, if we were to live in Rome or even Naples, I think the options would be a lot, you know, a lot more than what we have here.
Yeah, and I also think if the town was a bit more isolated, I think we would have more services here. But because everything is sort of available next time over, we don't have to have things in our town, right? Because, oh, you need a grocery, you need to go get big grocery shopping, go to the town next door. Oh, you need to go to a hairdresser or get your nails done or whatever, go to the town next town over, right? So it's not necessarily in our town because we're so connected to other towns, which is, it could be a good thing, but it's also not a good thing because you can't necessarily walk to the next town because there's no sidewalk and you can get hit because the road is very narrow, it's not lit, and if someone's coming around the curb, they can really hit you. So I wouldn't be going walking to the next town over.
Yeah, it's kind of us living in a bedroom community like we used to back home, but not 40 kilometers from the center. We're only a few kilometers away, so that's a bit of the difference here.
Okay, so do you have anything else on your thing that you miss about Canada?
I do have one final item. I do miss my vehicles, you know, meaning that vehicles are very underpowered in Europe in general, especially Italy, because of, you know, multiple factors, obviously, narrow roads and high cost of gas. So vehicles are much smaller, which is fine. You know, I don't like big behemoths like they do in North America, but you know, the engines themselves are tiny. So, well, you know, it's a big difference when you're, you know, moving over from a 300 horsepower vehicle, to something that's, you know, 70 odd horsepower four cylinder. So, it's, you know, something to get used to, unfortunately, but, you know, your wallet will thank you for it, because the fact that gas is extremely expensive here compared to Toronto. You know, right now I think it was $1.80 or €1.80 compared to what the norm is in back in Toronto, which is usually $1.20, $1.30. So it's something that you really need to get used to, unfortunately. And you know, let's not even talk about new drivers and such. So we'll probably kind of touch on that in another episode, but that's my final item on my list.
Well, you would think with so many hills and you know, going constantly up the hill, they would have more power in the car, right? So you're not like just struggling to go up a hill, you'll be quicker. But I guess you're right that the gas is expensive. So a bigger engine would definitely cost more in fuel, which probably wouldn't be as efficient as the cars that they have now.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's lots of cars. Well, there are cars with plenty of horsepower. We've seen Porsches around here, Ferraris, SUVs, you know, lots of higher powered vehicles. But the majority are, you know, small little hatchbacks, you know, made to fit on these roads and save on gas. Do you have anything else on your list?
I have one more thing as well. And this is just something that was really highlighted by my visit from my friend recently. So I kind of miss having friends. I miss having friends that live near me, I should say. I miss being able to just call someone up and say, hey, let's go meet up. Let's go for a drink, or let's go for a walk. Let's go to the mall or whatever. Like, I just miss being close to my friends where we can just get together for, like, you know, without having to plan ahead of time. If it's nice weather, we can go for a drink on a patio. We can go for brunch. I miss that. I miss having that companionship, because we're very isolated. So the few friends that we do have, they live in different towns, and, you know, they're friends. They're our friends here, but they're not the same kind of friends I've had my whole time, which they're still back in Canada. So I miss having that ability to just call someone up and say, hey, let's go for a drink, or let's go for a walk, or whatever. Right. So yeah, that's my last item.
No, I think that that's somewhat true with myself also, but, you know, we do have some friends here that we see not that often, but, you know, it takes a little while to kind of assimilate yourself into the environment, and, you know, start making friendships or new friendships. You know, granted, I think we're pretty lucky with having family here, and you know, even though the few friends we do have, they're awesome. I don't feel as isolated as you're mentioning, but, you know, it is a bit different. I think it's also the fact that, you know, we're so busy working, you know, we don't really have time to go out and, you know, kind of intermingle with everyone, and even spend time with, you know, family and cousins just to get introduced to other people, right? So I think it'll get better over time.
Yeah, I think maybe when the weather gets better, it'll be easier again to meet up with people. Right now, it's getting kind of colder, wetter, and people tend to kind of stay inside. So yeah, we'll work on our friends. Okay, so now that we've covered the things we do miss, what about some of the things you don't miss about Canada?
Well, the number one item is probably not going to surprise you. It's going to be the food quality. I find the difference in the quality of food is like night and day compared to what's available to us back home. You know, everything is locally grown, right? So I would say probably 98% of the produce and everything else is locally grown here or nearby. So very, very little gets shipped in from outside of the country. You know, obviously things that can't be grown here are, you know, imported, but anything else, it's going to be seasonal. So you're not going to find, you know, blueberries all the time or raspberries constantly here at the grocery store. So yeah, I think that's the number one item on my list, obviously.
Yeah, I guess you're more of a foodie person than I am, so I didn't have that on my list. But now that you mentioned it, yeah, there is a difference in quality between North America and here, and I think the food here is definitely better. It makes you feel better. It's not as heavy. It's not as, I don't know. It's not as heavy. It doesn't make you feel like you're tired constantly, which is a good thing. But what I had on my list was the high prices. I know people complain here in Italy about prices going up, which I think is, you know, it's happening everywhere. But yeah, the prices in Canada are going very, very high for everything.
Yeah, actually, cost of living was one other item on my list too. So, yeah, in general, everything is more expensive back home. I think the only thing I can think of that costs more here in Italy is obviously gasoline. But you know, that's mitigated by the fact that you're driving a tiny engine car. So, and you don't have to drive as far to get to where you want to, right? Obviously, Italy is much smaller than Canada. You know, you can probably fit Italy and Ontario a couple of times at least. So I think, yeah, the cost of living is night and day. Obviously a lot of the stuff that we purchase is imported. A lot of the times we want, wines and cheeses from Italy, and they cost 300-400% more, right? Then that's not even mentioning the produce. Fresh produce is extremely expensive if you like fresh produce back home. And a lot of it gets imported in, right? It's not all locally available all the time. The majority of the things you can purchase the grocery store is almost always available here, right? And there's seasonal things, but generally I would say it's much less expensive to go grocery shopping here.
Yeah, I was thinking more of like the phone plans too.
Phone plans are night and day, but yeah, I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, so in Canada, we have very high phone plans. I think we get screwed a lot by the phone companies in Canada. In Italy, it's almost ridiculous. We have so much data for almost nothing. And I think, do you remember we saw on TV, they have these commercials for like, you can get 200 gigs of data for your phone for a month for like, what, 8-9 euros? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think I've seen it go up to like 250 for, mm-hmm. Those low cost, quote unquote, carriers that are available, right? 250 gigs, everything unlimited for like €750 so a month. So it's a huge difference, because of there's so much competition, right, throughout Europe and Italy, so the prices are kept much lower, and obviously salaries are much lower here compared to back home, but not 4 or 5 times lower. So yeah, I think it's much less expensive to have a phone plan out here.
Yeah. And another thing that's sort of in the same area is going anywhere. I know you mentioned like Italy being comparison to Ontario, but I don't miss having the long flights. So in Canada, you have to, like, if you want to come to Europe, it's like an 8-9 hour flight. If you want to go to States, like if we can drive to like across the border, but if you want to go to like Florida, Vegas, anywhere down south, any of the islands, everything is so far away. You have to fly. It takes like, if you want to fly from Toronto to Vancouver, I think it's also like 5-5.5 hour flight. So traveling within Canada itself and out of Canada, it's always such a long flight. So I don't miss if I have to go somewhere, to looking forward to this long ass flight that's going to be 8-9 hours. Plus if it's delayed here, it's like you jump on a plane and, an hour and a half, 45 minutes, you're in a different country. I think the longest I've flown was like 2.5 hours. I forget. I think I went to Lithuania, and everything is so much closer. You don't have to worry about being on a flight for like just extended amounts of time. And it's also cheaper to fly. So the cost and the distance, I think, are more advantageous in Europe than they are in Canada.
Yeah, I think that's obviously due to the land mass of Canada, right? So, I haven't seen as much of Canada as I should have, mainly due to the fact that everything's so far away. If you want to go to Vancouver, BC, it's going to take you as much time as pretty much going to Europe, right? So it's a daunting trip. So I agree.
Do you have anything else on your list?
I think the next item on my list is I don't miss the hectic lifestyle of North America and Canada. It's more laid back here, I think, and it's, there's more opportunity to go out and enjoy yourself, right? You can go out on the weekends, and obviously there's that whole cost factor I mentioned, that it's much less expensive to go out and have a dinner or a drink out here, in comparison to just, going to a restaurant with some friends back home. We've had bills come back with, after having an appetizer, a main, and a dessert and maybe a bottle of wine, coming back, you know, a couple hundred dollars for the two of us at least, and most times, you know, even more. And, you know, the same sort of meal here is going to cost you a quarter of that most times, right? So yeah, it's not as, how do you say it? Cost prohibitive. It's not as cost prohibitive here as it is back home to be able to enjoy yourself, go out and have a meal, right? So I think that's the huge difference in things. One of the things I don't miss back home.
Yeah, and I had something similar, but I was leaning more towards traffic. there is traffic here too in certain ways, but it's not the same. Like I hated the fact that even being on a streetcar, or, you know, actually a streetcar might be faster, but like you could take you an hour just to get across Toronto and you wouldn't go very far. So the traffic, like, I'm just thinking of the traffic on like the highway, the 401, or like the Gardner. Oh my God, the traffic there is just ridiculous. And being stuck in it, it just seems like you're there for like hours and hours, and it's just like a sea of cars. Here, we haven't, like, okay, don't get me wrong, there's traffic. Like if you go to Naples, Rome, obviously there's traffic, but it doesn't seem to be as the same. I guess maybe because people have like the zoom around like on little scooters, and you know, whereas in Canada, everybody has a car. So nobody's really zooming by on like on the little scooters. It maybe feels less congested because of that. But the traffic itself is just like a nightmare. And I think, you know, here the traffic that we've encountered sometimes is like a bunch of sheep crossing the road, or goats, or whatever the hell they are. And, you know, you have to wait for them to go by, or you kind of have to back up and go in a different way. But that's really the extent of the traffic congestion we have here in town.
Yeah, I think I would also mention that, you know, the things are more planned out. People drive, but plan things ahead of time because of the cost of gas and stuff like that. So there also is the factor of the, you know, the access to toll roads, right? So we can get on a toll road and be able to bypass a lot of the traffic, or even the longer routes, right? It's always usually shorter using a toll road. And it's toll roads are huge here, right? And they're not as expensive as back home. I know the 407, if you were to go from one end of the city to the other, it would cost you a fortune, but you know, it'd be cheaper to go from here to Rome and back than it would from, you know, east end of the city, or the GTA, to the west end back home. So I think that's also a big factor.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, again, it's something I don't miss. And I think you're right. The people plan out more things. They don't just drive around. I guess for us, like we do, because we have to go to a store. But again, you kind of limit it. So when everything is closed, people are mostly at home. So you're not getting this constant traffic constantly like we have in Canada, right? There's a bit of a break between. So I guess maybe that's why the break in the more during the day is advantageous, because you don't have like a whole onslaught of cars every single day and like all day, right? So I guess there is some benefits to that little break in the middle of the day.
Anything else on your list? Because that's all the ones I've got, and you stole one of mine, so.
Well, I think this is, I have one more, and I think this would be a very obvious one. I don't think we both missed the long ass winter.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty obvious one. I should have had that on my list too. But yeah, that weather I don't miss. Unfortunately, you know, when you're young, it's great. You know, you love building your full snowman and snow forts and all that, and look at, you know, chopping the piles of leaves and all that. But yeah, as you get older, you do not want to deal with that. The weather is much better here, and I don't miss those freezing below, you know, minus 30 wind chill days back home.
Yeah, for me, it's I don't like those either. I don't mind snow. Unlike you, I like the snow. But what people don't understand about winter in Canada is that it's long. So it starts, you know, if you're lucky, starts like at the end of November. And then, you know, I don't think I don't want to get snow in May. I don't want to. And, you know, there's been times where you're like, okay, it's getting, spring is coming. And then like you get a dumping of snow in May and you're like, come on. So just for me, it's the length mostly that just gets, that gets very tiring. Like, you know, if you have winter and it's like solid, let's say 3 months, 4 months of like cold weather, fine. But when it stretches into like 6 months and more, it gets a bit much, especially when you have no snow and it's just cold and the wind hurts your face, the rain hurts your face. I don't miss that. I don't miss that at all. I do miss the snow. We had snow last year for like a day. I do miss the snow itself, but I don't miss the cold and I don't miss the length of winter.
Yeah, let's not forget the darkness, the long dark days and during the winter. At least here, you know, between the rain, you'll get the odd or a good few days of the week sometimes where it's nice and sunny throughout the day, right? So in the middle of winter, that's beautiful, right? And then obviously we never touch on those below zero temperatures most times, you know, even where we are higher up. And you know, we do get the odd snow downfall, you know, it'll last a day or two and that's it. I'm fine with that.
I think the winter here is more of like a rainy season. So that's how it was last year. I think this year is looking like it might be the same. So it just rains more. You have rain instead of snow. And I think, I was trying to remember what the coldest it got, what the coldest temperature was, but I think we were just about zero. I think maybe we went to like -1, maybe, but usually it's like around zero. I think that's the coldest that it got last year, at least.
Yeah, and that would have occurred overnight, right? Not during the day. So, anyway, you don't see that very often. You might get a few days here and there of that peppered during the winter, but yeah, everything is much warmer here.
Yeah, so I think that was an obvious one, and I think I'm glad that it's raining outside and it's not super cold. So I will take that any day.
Yeah, so will I. Well, those are all the items on my list. You know, I'm sure I probably missed something, but I think I'm good.
Well, I think that's the end of my list as well. So I think we got a good balance between what we miss and what we don't miss. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, they're not, none of those items are really that huge. And, you know, maybe if we live in a different part of Italy, we would have a different feeling about the things we miss or the things we don't miss. So, you know, when we are living here, after we've lived here for a longer time, maybe we'll miss more things, maybe we'll miss less, and maybe we'll be living in a different place. So make sure you you follow to find out where we live in, let's say, a year from now. But I think for now, I guess that will be it. If you have any questions, let us know, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Yeah, join us on our next episode. Arrivederci.
Bye. And this brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and review on whatever you're listening right now. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.